Second Chronicles chapter 21. Jehoshaphat slept with his ancestors, and was buried with his ancestors in the city of David. His son Jehoram succeeded him. He had brothers, the sons of Jehoshaphat, Azariah, Jehiel, Zechariah, Azariah, Michael, and Shephatiah. All these were the sons of King Jehoshaphat of Judah. Their father gave them many gifts of silver, gold, and valuable possessions, together with fortified cities in Judah. But he gave the kingdom to Jehoram, because he was the firstborn. When Jehoram had ascended the throne of his father and was established, he put all his brothers to the sword, and also some of the officials of Israel. Jehoram was 32 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. He walked in the way of the kings of Israel, as the house of Ahab had done, for the daughter of Ahab was his wife. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. Yet the Lord would not destroy the house of David, because of the covenant that he had made with David, and since he had promised to give a lamp to him and to his descendants forever. In his days Edom revolted against the rule of Judah, and set up a king of their own. Then Jehoram crossed over with his commanders and all his chariots. He set out by night, and attacked the Edomites, who had surrounded him and his chariot commanders. So Edom has been in revolt against the rule of Judah to this day. At that time Libnah also revolted against his rule, because he had forsaken the Lord, the God of his ancestors. Moreover, he had made high places in the hill country of Judah, and led the inhabitants of Jerusalem into unfaithfulness, and made Judah go astray. A letter came to him from the prophet Elijah, saying, Thus says the Lord, the God of your father David, Because you have not walked in the ways of your father Jehoshaphat, or in the ways of King Asa of Judah, but have walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and have led Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem into unfaithfulness, as the house of Ahab led Israel into unfaithfulness, and because you also have killed your brothers, members of your father's house, who were better than yourself. See, the Lord will bring a great plague on your people, your children, your wives, and all your possessions, and you yourself will have a severe sickness with the disease of your bowels, until your bowels come out day after day because of the disease. The Lord aroused against Jehoram the anger of the Philistines and of the Arabs who are near the Ethiopians. They came up against Judah, invaded it, and carried away all the possessions they found that belonged to the king's house, along with his sons and his wives, so that no son was left to him except Jehoahaz, his youngest son. After all this the Lord struck him in his bowels with an incurable disease. In course of time, at the end of 2 years, his bowels came out because of the disease, and he died in great agony. His people made no fire in his honor, like the fires made for his ancestors. He was 32 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. He departed with no one's regret. They buried him in the city of David, but not in the tombs of the kings. Second Chronicles chapter 22. The inhabitants of Jerusalem made his younger son Ahaziah king as his successor, for the troops who came with the Arabs to the camp had killed all the older sons. So Ahaziah son of Jehoram reigned as king of Judah. Ahaziah was 42 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Athaliah, a granddaughter of Omri. He also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother was his counselor in doing wickedly. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, as the house of Ahab had done, for after the death of his father they were his counselors to his ruin. He even followed their advice, and went with Jehoram son of King Ahab of Israel to make war against King Hazael of Aram at Ramoth-Gilead. The Arameans wounded Joram, and he returned to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds that he had received at Ramah when he fought King Hazael of Aram. And Ahaziah, son of King Jehoram of Judah, went down to see Joram, son of Ahab, in Jezreel, because he was sick. But it was ordained by God that the downfall of Ahaziah should come about through his going to visit Joram. For when he came there, he went out with Jehoram to meet Jehu, son of Nimshi, whom the Lord had anointed to destroy the house of Ahab. When Jehu was executing judgment on the house of Ahab, he met the officials of Judah and the sons of Ahaziah's brothers, who attended Ahaziah, and he killed them. He searched for Ahaziah, who was captured while hiding in Samaria, and was brought to Jehu and put to death. They buried him, for they said, "He is the grandson of Jehoshaphat, who sought the Lord with all his heart." And the house of Ahaziah had no one able to rule the kingdom. Now when Athaliah, Ahaziah's mother, saw that her son was dead, she set about to destroy all the royal family of the house of Judah. But Jehoshabeah, the king's daughter, took Joash, son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's children who were about to be killed. She put him and his nurse in a bedroom. Thus Jehoshabeah, daughter of King Jehoram, and wife of the priest Jehoiada, because she was a sister of Ahaziah, hid him from Athaliah, so that she did not kill him. He remained with them 6 years, hidden in the house of God, while Athaliah reigned over the land. 2 Chronicles chapter 23. But in the 7th year Jehoiada took courage and entered into a compact with the commanders of the hundreds, Azariah son of Jehoram, Ishmael son of Jehohanan, Azariah son of Obed, Maaseiah son of Adaiah, and Elishaphat son of Zichri. They went around through Judah and gathered the Levites from all the towns of Judah and the heads of families of Israel, and they came to Jerusalem. Then the whole assembly made a covenant with the king in the house of God. Jehoiada said to them, "Here is the king's son. Let him reign, as the Lord promised concerning the sons of David. This is what you are to do. 1/3 of you, priests and Levites, who come on duty on the Sabbath, shall be gatekeepers. 1/3 shall be at the king's house, and 1/3 at the gate of the foundation, and all the people shall be in the courts of the house of the Lord. Do not let anyone enter the house of the Lord except the priests and ministering Levites. They may enter, for they are holy, but all the other people shall observe the instructions of the Lord. The Levites shall surround the king, each with his weapons in his hand, and whoever enters the house shall be killed. Stay with the king in his comings and goings." The Levites and all Judah did according to all that the priest Jehoiada commanded. Each brought his men, who were to come on duty on the Sabbath, with those who were to go off duty on the Sabbath, for the priest Jehoiada did not dismiss the divisions. The priest Jehoiada delivered to the captains the spears and the large and small shields that had been King David's, which were in the house of God, and he set all the people as a guard for the king, every one with weapon in hand, from the south side of the house to the north side of the house, around the altar and the house. Then he brought out the king's son, put the crown on him, and gave him the covenant. They proclaimed him king, and Jehoiada and his sons anointed him, and they shouted, "Long live the king!" When Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she went into the house of the Lord to the people. And when she looked, there was the king standing by his pillar at the entrance, and the captains and the trumpeters beside the king, and all the people of the land rejoicing and blowing trumpets, and the singers with their musical instruments leading in the celebration. Athaliah tore her clothes and cried, "Treason! Treason!" Then the priest Jehoiada brought out the captains who were set over the army, saying to them, "Bring her out between the ranks. Anyone who follows her is to be put to the sword." For the priest said, "Do not put her to death in the house of the Lord." So they laid hands on her. She went into the entrance of the horse gate of the king's house, and there they put her to death. Jehoiada made a covenant between himself and all the people and the king, that they should be the Lord's people. Then all the people went to the house of Baal, and tore it down. His altars and his images they broke in pieces, and they killed Matan, the priest of Baal, in front of the altars. Jehoiada assigned the care of the house of the Lord to the Levitical priests, whom David had organized, to be in charge of the house of the Lord, to offer burnt offerings to the Lord, as it is written in the law of Moses, with rejoicing and with singing, according to the order of David. He stationed the gatekeepers at the gates of the house of the Lord, so that no one should enter who was in any way unclean. And he took the captains, the nobles, the governors of the people, and all the people of the land, and they brought the king down from the house of the Lord, marching through the upper gate to the king's house. They set the king on the royal throne. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet after Athaliah had been killed with a sword.